The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
We'll continue with our preparations for Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Kol HaYom HaNayroim. And we said the best preparation is tefillah. All avoid is to be able to put ourselves standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what tefillah every day is. If you even notice, everyday tefillah has so many of these elements of the Yom Le'Yom davening, and that Malchus Hashem constantly over and over again. We're up to Kriya Shema. And we start our day, let's review very quickly, paying attention to all the physical things Hashem has given us, and also the Torah mitzvahs that Hashem has given us. That is a basic background of life. The Zimra and Halel and Hayidah, the Shbokah, like we say in Baal Shama. And we're praising Hashem for Hashkocha, and all these tools He gave us, He gave us a special Hashkocha, so we can be able to use them in the best possible fashion. Like David HaMelech said, in the Chesed HaShiloch, in the Mishpat HaShiloch, when things are going great, and there are always so many elements that are going great, we have to thank Hashem for that. But even if it's not going the way we want, we realize this is all a test from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is why we could even say Zemiris from that. David HaMelech was able to say that, saying on these type of things, even thank Hashem for that. Then we got into a deeper level of Birkas Kriya Shema, the deeper pressure with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the physical world is just a facade. It's all based on this very spiritual world that connects us directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we get to Abba Rabba. The most direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Torah HaKadosh. That expression of Abba, the physical world, is so far detached from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the spiritual entity. The Torah is a spiritual entity. And Torah always goes together with Tefillah. Those are two basic components of our spiritual entity. All the Targum Mitzvahs are protein. The Klal is our Keshu with Hashem. And the Keshu with Hashem on a daily basis is a Torah, whether we're learning ourselves, or being the other people to learn. And Tefillah. And from there we take it Shema Yisrael Hashem 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 Echon. I recognize there's only one thing in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what I'm here for. To recognize that everything that happens in my life is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's for me to develop my keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world is so confused. We are not. We have clarity. This gives us a chance to go through the nishchayus every single day. And immediately after saying Hashem Echad, what do we say? Hashem Elikecha. When you realize Hashem Echad, you realize that everything in this world is from our loving Hashem, then automatically we come to Avas Hashem. Avas Hashem, Avas Hashem Lekecha. He's talking about Avas Hashem being a very high madrega. The Rambam says to get the full Avas Hashem, very few people get the madrega of Avram Avinu. Everything was guided by his Ava. But even a person on any level, no matter how low his level is, there always can be and has to be.
Kol HaLashon.
A certain level of Ava. And you see, this is an imperative introduction to Shmoneh Esrei every day, and especially in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Hadin. Yom Kippur Yimei Hadin. Also Yimei Arachmin, but the Day of Judgment. If we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ava, how much we love Him, how much we're close to Him, it's a completely different judgment. That's the Iker Avodah. The Shema Hashem, we're with you. We recognize we're your children and you're our Father. When we come to a judgment in front of your Father, it's a completely different judgment. We're not doing it only just to get a favorable judgment. We're not doing it for ourselves. Starting point has to be, I'm doing it for you, Hashem. I recognize what you are to me. I want to be to you also. Not just so I get reward. I want to admit, be close to you. And that's what we're saying. Hashem Lekecha v'chol nafshecha. I want to give up my life. Why give up your life? Why give your life for anything? We're showing, yes, it's not about me. It's about you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we're able to live our lives in this type of fashion, recognizing life is about you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem will take care of all our needs. Unfortunately, Yetzer Hara always convinces us, no, you have to focus on yourself. That's me, that's me. I need this, I need that, he has to do this for me, they have to do that for me, I'm next, instead of this for nothing, instead of that for nothing, there, you know, instead of that, Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's missing the point of Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is all about Haftach. Haftach and Lekecha. So this is something that we could focus on these days when we're saying Shema multiple times, twice a day at least. Remember, this is what I see. I see everything from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we'll have to. I have to come two ways. I have to come through looking at the Bria, looking at the physical world that Hashem has created, such an amazing Bria, and also the second pasuk, looking into the Torah, the wonderful gift of Torah, with its amazing values, the values that have changed mankind, but not have changed mankind. They have uplifted his Klal Yisrael from being a different Bria, completely different than the rest of mankind. That's because we have the Torah Kedusha. I remember Talmud Chacham told me once he was going on in Israel, he had to go, periodically he has to get retested on principles of driving. And the idea behind it is to protect people from driving in a hazardous fashion. So they gave all kinds of answers. At the end, this Talmud Chacham said, why don't you just tell him, think about the other person. If you're always concerned about the other person, you ever do something dangerous that may risk his life, cutting the wrong side of the lane or whatever it is. The guy said, you know, it's a wonderful idea. I never thought of it. The next day, the guy says his class, obviously he was a secular person, and he wasn't able to say that. He said, it's good die for you to think about the other person, because if you don't think about him, he won't think about you. In other words, it always has to be converted that me, I have to be in the sense of things. That's the secular world that we're living in, but we're the exact opposite. Like Abraham Avinu, we're on the other side of the world, and that's what we represent. Ava means not that what I'm getting, it's what I'm giving. I recognize I'm getting so much, that's a starting point. With that, I want to give everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With that, to me, it's Hashem. We can start progressing towards our conversation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chayit of Atzmai. It's a beautiful day. Appreciating the Yichud Hashem and Avat Hashem to us, be able to guide our behavior with Avat HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.